New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says there is every reason to believe that a string of bombings and bomb discoveries in New York City and New Jersey this weekend was an act of terror. But in a news conference about an hour ago, the mayor said that as of right now, police are not looking for anyone other than 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami, the man they have now in custody. David Sweeney is the assistant director of the FBI office in New York City.
I have no indication that there is a cell operating in the area or in the city. The investigation is ongoing, so as we develop more information, we continue to go, but I have no indication that there is a cell operating here.
Rahami was arrested following a gunfight with police in Linden, New Jersey this morning, several hours after officials released his name and photograph. Well, joining us from Washington is NPR reporter Ader Peralta, who's been watching all of this news unfold. And first of all, Ader, what more do we know about Rahami himself?
So we know that he's 28 years old. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen who was born in Afghanistan. The FBI says that he was not currently on their radar. But on one occasion, police were called to his home for a domestic dispute. The testimony was recanted, so no charges were brought up, so we don't know much more about that. His last known address was in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And one of the things we've learned is that Rahami's father filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Elizabeth and the Elizabeth Police Department. They alleged that police targeted them. They would tell them that they could not operate their restaurant past 10 p.m. and that one neighbor made disparaging remarks because they were Muslim.
Now, in that clip a moment ago, we heard that, yes, looks like law enforcement officials are saying this is an act of terrorism, but no evidence of a terror cell. What more do we know?
That basically tells us that Ahmad Khan Rahami is the sole suspect. Authorities say they haven't ruled anything out, but they say they're not looking for anyone else and that they have no reason to believe that there are more devices out there. In fact, authorities stopped several people last night, but they have all been released. And this is important, of course, because if it was a terror cell, it could mean that more danger is still lurking. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that New Yorkers should still be vigilant, but they're confident that they have their man.
Interesting. Well, surveillance video and a cell phone, I believe, were a few of the things, at least, that helped law enforcement officials track Rahami down. How did all that unfold?
As you know, they found undetonated devices, and that helped them quite a bit. My colleague, Dina Temple-Raston, has learned that one of those devices contained a cell phone or a piece of a cell phone that was used in the device itself, and that led them to Rahami. The investigation moved really fast from there. Police executed search warrants at a restaurant and a home in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And Rahami was found by police in Linden, New Jersey, which is not very far away, just a little bit south. The mayor of that city said that a local bar owner called police. And they said that, you know, he said that a man was sleeping in the hallway of his bar. And police, when they arrived, recognized him as the suspect being sought by the FBI. And the mayor of Linden says that Rahami shot at police. He injured two police officers, and he was taken to the hospital shortly thereafter. He was apprehended and taken to the hospital.
And Ader, in the last couple seconds that we have, what are terrorism experts saying about everything that's happened in the last 24 or 36 hours?
So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the big question, right, which is motive. And the FBI are not saying much about that. But they are saying that this is the big next question, which is what would have led somebody like Rahami to do this? Obviously, he's still a suspect. But it's motive and whether or not he was radicalized and whether or not there are ties to any sort of foreign terrorism organizations. And those are still big open questions that the FBI and authorities are saying very little about. But I think we'll learn a whole lot about his biography coming up next.
NPR's Ader Peralta in Washington. Thanks so much.
Thank you.